He's not listening to any one of you. You keep repeating yourself. We had dozens of meetings. I heard the word must maybe 100 times in this session. Must to have ceasefire. Must to have a humanitarian assistance. Must to do all the things, a long list. And one country is not listening to you. And you are refusing collectively to use the tools available to you to implement its resolutions. The last one, 2735, starts with a ceasefire. You repeat that and you ask for it and you say you must, we must have a ceasefire, and one is not listening, ignoring you. At times in the past used to lecture you that why are you wasting your time in this discussion? You should be paying attention to another country. Now they change the style. You talk, they play with their cell phones, and they're ignoring you. And you keep repeating the same thing. You don't have teeth. You are not using the tools that are available to you in order to make them to listen to you. You're not using that. You keep repeating the same thing. And I wonder if the people watching us, especially in Palestine and in the Middle East, they heard this record so many times before. Who is stopping you from imposing and forcing your resolution to be implemented, to have a ceasefire? There's one standing in your way. And you are refusing to use the tools. You keep calling for, appealing for, must do this, must do that, and the one is not listening. And I think Einstein, if I'm not mistaken, said that you keep repeating the same thing, expecting different results when you fail, it's an exercise in futility. And you are a perfect example of that saying of that brilliant man, Einstein. If you call yourself a champion of international law, you do not help shield perpetrators of atrocities. We are watching the same failings in stopping Israeli atrocities in Palestine repeat themselves in Lebanon. Is our blood cheap? Are our civilians less worthy of protection? Are our lives less sacred? What else could explain that Israel for a whole year has gotten away with murder and keeps extending the scope of suffering and loss without being stopped? Because you are not acting, either as a group or in your national capacity, some of you. Did you grow accustomed to our death? Did you grow accustomed to see entire neighborhoods flattened on the heads of their inhabitants, children, women, men, elderly? This is now the new normal. Did you get accustomed to see the Israeli prime minister ignoring and insulting the world and still expecting its support? Still expecting your weapons, your trade, your relations to serve his colonial agenda? Israel must be stopped. It cannot have a veto right over the ceasefire, or there will be no ceasefire. The Israeli government does not care about Palestinian lives, or Lebanese lives, or even Israeli lives. It is creating insecurity for a century. Israel will protect its occupation and domination at any cost. And Netanyahu will protect Netanyahu at any cost. Civilians are the ones paying the price. We want international law to prevail, freedom to prevail, justice to prevail, peace to prevail. We want all civilians not to be harmed. There cannot be a right to commit atrocities under any pretext or any justification.